From our perspective, especially working in Angola, one of the issues is that we are dealing in with the country is actually that in regard to Angola, there is not much information available. However, for other African countries, we can see some alarming evidence in relation to sexual violence, in relation to homicide, in relation to violent discipline, in relation to bullying, and even in relation to general attitude towards violence. But of course, I mean, there are other countries, like, for example, Angola, where the statistical information is not yet available, so we don't have evidence in relation to violence, which doesn't mean that there are no concerns in relation to violence of children in Angola.
That's even more disturbing because that suggests that we're not even getting the full picture.
Exactly, that is correct. That's why one of the key issues the UNICEF is advocating for is to have more evidence available about the situation in the children in the country and in particular related to violence against children.
But let's talk about Angola. What sort of issues are children facing there?
Well, in Angola, of course, one of the deep root causes of violence against children is poverty. That's why any program and any strategy that is targeting the prevention or the response to violence against children must also have an objective or an aim that is strengthening the families, that is supporting the families both from an economic point of view and also giving more information about the consequences and the results of violent discipline, for example. However, of course, there are other issues linked, for example, to attitudes, to traditions sometimes that are resulting in violent discipline or that are resulting in domestic violence.
And how do you tackle something like that?
Well, the programs that are the programs that needs to address violence are both from a preventive perspective, which has a lot to do with strengthening the capacities of families, strengthening the capacities of the children, but also in terms of strengthening all those services, all those systems that needs to address the violence. Talking about, for example, the police, talking about the social services, talking about counseling services and psychosocial support. So it is beside preventive actions, beside having social policies in place, we also have to guarantee that services will have high quality, will be accessible, and also will respect the confidentiality of the children. It is also a question of resources. I mean, the state must ensure that the services will be in place with necessary quality, so there will be resources available to create the services. There will be resources is available to actually train all those people adequately that are attending children. There must be child-sensitive procedures, for example, and people must be trained on these procedures. There also, in some cases, must develop certain special communication materials to have the children informed about all these mechanisms that are in place. So first of all, it is the obligation based on the Convention on the Rights of the Child that the state will allocate sufficient resources for these services be available with high quality and be accessible to all children.